This is VOA News. We are back. I'm Laurel Bowman. Former Bolivian President Jeanine Añez has been arrested for alleged involvement in a coup against longtime leftist leader Evo Morales in 2019, the socialist government said on Saturday. Morales resigned and fled Bolivia in 2019 amid fierce protests against his government and allegations of electoral fraud. Añez, a former senator, took over as interim president by default, but 11 months later, Morales' Socialist Party returned to power in elections. Those elections were last October. A government minister said the public prosecutor's office issued an arrest warrant for Añez due to the case of a coup in our country, a claim Morales, who was president for nearly 14 years, has long made against his conservative political opponent. Añez's response was that the political persecution has begun and that there was no coup, but a constitutional secession due to electoral fraud. Australia on Saturday recorded its first local COVID-19 case in more than 2 weeks after a doctor tested positive for the coronavirus, triggering restrictions in area hospitals. Queensland's state premier said the unnamed doctor last week treated two patients who had recently returned to Australia and had tested positive for the UK variant. Challengers Luna Rossa beat Team New Zealand in the fifth race of the 36th America's Cup off the coast of Auckland on Saturday, crossing the line in 18 seconds ahead of the holders to take a 3-2 lead in the best of 13 match. The contest for the oldest trophy in international sports was delayed for 4 days by a COVID-19 lockdown in New Zealand's largest city, but it's gotten back underway on Saturday. This is VOA News. Security forces in Myanmar have again met protests against last month's military takeover with lethal force, killing at least 4 people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. 3 deaths were reported Saturday in Mandalay, the country's second biggest city, and 1 in a town in south-central Myanmar. There were multiple reports on social media of the deaths, along with photos of dead and wounded people in both locations. Social media reports also said 3 people were shot dead Friday night in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, where residents for the past week have been defying an 8 p.m. curfew to come out onto the streets. Meanwhile, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is offering temporary legal residency to people from Myanmar in the wake of that February 1st coup in the country. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary cited the military's takeover and ongoing deadly force against civilians. He said the designation of temporary protected status for people from Myanmar would last for 18 months. The Office of Temporary Legal Residency applies to people already in the United States. The secretary said in a statement that worsening conditions in Myanmar would make it difficult for those people to safely return home. The World Health Organization has approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, giving its seal of approval to expedite use, especially in countries with weaker regulatory agencies. It is the third COVID-19 vaccine after the 2-shot regimens of Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca to receive backing from the WHO and the first to be done in a single injection. The listing covers use in all countries for rollout of the vaccine facility COVAX and follows the European Medicines Agency authorization announcement on Thursday. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga met with U.S. President Joe Biden and other Quad country leaders Friday to forge a free and open Indo-Pacific region and counter China's growing military and economic power. In his opening remarks at the first leader-level Quad meeting, Suga said he wanted the 4 countries to forge strongly ahead towards the creation of a free and open Indo-Pacific. The virtual meeting was hosted by Biden and attended by Suga, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For more on these and other top news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.